We believe in Bollywood. We believe in India. We believe in the Israel-India relationship.
This is Persona Grata, the official podcast of the Israel Ministry of Foreign Affairs. I'm your host, Tamar Schwartzbard. What happens when a billion-dollar film industry and one of the world's most innovative countries come together? Magic worthy of the big screen.
Shalom, my name is Yaakov Finkelstein. I'm Consul General of Israel in Mumbai, India.
On this episode of Persona Grata, we'll explore the growing cooperation between Israel and India in the field of Bollywood through the lenses of Israel's Consul General to Mumbai, Yaakov Finkelstein, and one of Bollywood's leading film producers, Tanuj Garg. Israel and India are fortifying ties in nearly every single field imaginable, from agriculture to high tech to water management to medicine.
Generally, you can say that Israel is the brand name in India. There's a great appreciation, one may even say admiration to Israel. We enjoy great cooperation, strong bond, strategic bond between Israel and India, and therefore the relations are from agriculture to high tech and cyber and fintech, trade, education, academia, and Bollywood cinema.
So what's Bollywood? Bollywood is one of the world's largest film industries, with 1,000 films produced yearly and an annual revenue of more than $2 billion. Bollywood refers to Indian cinema. It gets its name from Bombay, which is today known as Mumbai, and Hollywood, the American film industry.
Bollywood is basically the film industry of the Hindi-speaking cinema. There are few industries within India, which is a huge nation of 1.3 billion people. Bollywood is one of the most prominent and famous ones, with fans all over the world.
But Bollywood is so much more than just entertainment. It's a huge part of the Indian ethos and culture, and it has implications that go far beyond the big screen. Just to put things into perspective, Bollywood films are watched by nearly 14 million Indians every day. That is more than twice the size of Israel's entire population.
Bollywood is a religion. It's a religion not just in India, but even amongst Indians and NRIs across the world. And I think that's the power of Bollywood.
That's Tanuj Garg. He's one of Bollywood's leading film producers. He's behind hit films such as Lutera and Once Upon a Time in Mumbai Dobara, and he's somewhat of an expert on the influence that Bollywood has both within India and on a global scale. He also happens to be one of the leading voices advocating for growing cooperation between Israel and India in the field of Bollywood. We'll hear more from him shortly. Bollywood stars, the location of Bollywood films, and the themes that come up in Bollywood films play an important role in setting the public agenda within India.
The stars of Bollywood have a great impact on their fans, millions of fans, and therefore every statement they make or every campaign they will support will automatically be supported by their followers.
Israel is well aware of the potential that Bollywood can have on growing economic and cultural ties with India. That's where Consul General Finkelstein comes in. He spends large amounts of time cultivating relationships with Bollywood industry leaders, with the goal of encouraging filmmakers to shoot Bollywood films in Israel.
We try to reach out to all the leading production houses and also actors in Bollywood, and we try to interest them, as I said, to send them to Israel to come and see and check the potential. They go there and work with it. We meet them with Israelis. We aim high, so we want to score at least in the middle, if not above. You know that Israel always likes to punch above its weight, so that's what we're trying to do also in Bollywood, and so far we've been quite successful.
One of the areas that Bollywood can significantly impact is tourism. 2018 was a record year for Israeli tourism, with 4 million tourists who visited the country. Bollywood films shot in Israel can make Israel an ideal travel destination for thousands of Bollywood fans from around the world and help Israel reach new records in the field of tourism.
There is no doubt that Bollywood is the most robust driver of tourism for any country. Specifically in India, the Indian audiences at large, you know, plan their holiday destinations, their travel choices, based on what they see on the big screen. We've had countless examples and case studies of success stories in terms of tourism spurting upwards when a film has showcased a destination positively and extensively. And I think that's really what Israel needs. I think Israel's getting there in the last couple of years. There's been a huge amount of awareness about Israel, specifically when PM Modi visited Israel, and of course, Netanyahu's historic visit to India as well.
One of the biggest production houses in India, Dharma, has recently shot a video clip for an upcoming film called Drive, and they shot it in Tel Aviv. So you can see them dancing on the beaches of Tel Aviv. And you're talking about big Indian stars, you know, with names like Jacqueline Fernandez and Sushant Singh Rajput. This for itself has been acknowledged by Prime Minister Netanyahu when he visited India. We made for him a huge event called Shalom Bollywood, where he met the leading producers and filmmakers of Bollywood and, of course, the stars. And the Prime Minister invited Indians to come and make films in Israel. And we are working on making it happen.
In January of 2018, during a six-day visit to India, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu addressed a group of Bollywood's leading filmmakers and actors, including actress Sarah Ali Khan, actor and producer Amita Bachchan, and former Miss World contestant and actress Aishwarya Rai Bachnoon. He encouraged Bollywood industry leaders to film in Israel.
We want Bollywood in Israel. And what you'll find in Israel, you've seen it. You've seen in the space, the distance of 1 hour's drive, you have snow, you have beach, you have desert, you have salty sea, you have a sweet lake.
Israel has diverse topography. I think it has so much to offer in terms of its landscape, in terms of its beauty, in terms of its diversity, which organically lends itself very, very well from a creative perspective to Bollywood films. So I can really foresee, if not an entire Bollywood film, at least a week or two of shooting to quite easily happen in Israel. But like I mentioned earlier, what is absolutely critical and crucial is for a competitive film policy to come into place, because Israel is not an inexpensive country, compared to Asian countries. It is pretty costly. The costs are on the higher side, and therefore the film policy needs to be extremely attractive, needs to be very, very competitive, to be able to attract Indian filmmakers to come and shoot in Israel.
In 2018, Israel and India signed a historic film production agreement, which will provide Indian filmmakers who choose to film in Israel with economic and other incentives.
We are relatively an expensive country, so Israel is working now on incentives and a package to make it attractive for Indians to shoot in Israel. We have signed recently a co-production agreement between Israel and India, and that of course also gives the government frame, which enables us to encourage Indians to shoot in Israel. We have direct airlines, both from Mumbai and from Delhi to Israel. Soon you're going to have also connections from Goa and from Cochin in the south of India. So Israel is accessible for Indians and Israel is attractive for Indians. Once we get the price compromised, I'm sure we can break a deal and we'll have many of the Bollywood industry coming to shoot in Israel.
Other than economic incentives, how is Israel working to attract Bollywood filmmakers and actors? By allowing them to experience the magic of Israel firsthand. The Israel MFA has brought a number of Bollywood filmmakers, leaders, and actors to see the country for themselves and to understand the potential that Israel can have for Bollywood films. Tanuj Garg is one of these individuals.
I was a guest of the Ministry of Tourism in Israel about 2 or 3 years back. And upon my return, I think I was a changed individual. I had a completely different opinion of Israel from the one I had before I went. And I think that is true of most individuals before and after they visit a country. And that's exactly what happened to me when I visited Israel. I actually came back and I became the unofficial, unappointed goodwill ambassador of Israel, not just in Bollywood, actually, but even amongst my non-industry peer and family. And they were pleasantly surprised to hear about my experiences in Israel, because everyone carries, like I said, everyone carries certain notions and certain myths about a country. Israel was always perceived to be, an extremely safe country. Yes, of course, Israel is situated in a political hotspot. But if you actually visit the country, I can assure you that it's one of the safest countries I've ever visited. So this is how my association with Israel really started. And then I became keen to get more and more of my industry peer to have a look at the country, because I became so closely bonded to the country and to the members of the Israeli consulate, specifically my friend, the then Deputy Consul General, Nimrod Aslin, and a couple of friends that I made during my trip to Israel, that I almost felt, like I was half Jewish myself. And I was really keen for, for my friends in Bollywood, to know a lot more about Israel. And that's when I sort of arranged for them to come and have a look at the country. And they were just as surprised and spellbound when they saw the enormity and the beauty of the country.
We brought to Israel some of the most prominent producers and filmmakers of India, people like Apurva Mehta, Vishesh Bhatt, Randhir Kapoor, visited Tanuj Garg, and they were amazed by what they saw, by the potential that Israel has in the field of cinema. And they also were ready to express it and show it, as they said, with the other members of the Bollywood fraternity when they came back. And also in our seminar in Goa, they were like the best advertisers for Israel. And as Tanuj Garg likes to present himself, he is now the ambassador of Israel to Bollywood. So much he's loving Israel, and he's not the only one. We had also actors who visited Israel, renowned names like Ranbir Kapoor, Alia Bhatt, Sonam Kapoor, who said after the visit that she is officially in love with Israel. And these are people who have millions on millions of followers on Twitter, on YouTube, on Facebook, and of course in cinema. And when they hear their stars saying that they are in love with Israel, that Israel is great, that they go to Israel and they would like to come again, the message is clear that these tourists will follow. And we see already the increase in the number of Indian tourists to Israel in last couple of years.
The success of these delegations speaks for itself. When these filmmakers and industry leaders came back from Israel, they shared their experiences with other members of the Bollywood community who are now advocating for stronger cinematic ties between India and Israel.
Amitabh Bachchan said that he would like to see Indian cinema fortifying the strong bond between Israel and India. This is a great message from a star on the scale of Amitabh Bachchan. And he's not the only one. He's recently been the focus country in the International Film Festival in Goa. And it was a great success. The cinema theaters were packed with people to come and watch the Israeli movies. The Israeli producers and actors who were there were amazed, because, we're not talking about a small 50, 60 seats theater. We're talking about 100, 150, 200 seats hall. And we also had there a seminar between Israeli producers and Indian producers. And when you have big names like Apurva Mehta from Dharma Production House, which I mentioned, saying that Israel is a powerhouse for cinema makers, or another prominent producer like Vishesh Bhatt saying that in Israel I can get everything I need to make a film, from the magnificent venues and locations to the state-of-the-art technical aid. So when they say that, and these are people which have the whole world, at their hand, and countries are begging them to come and shoot films in their country. And we sent them to Israel, they came, they saw, they immediately understood the potential, and now we are working on technically making it happen. We have already a few suggestions and plans in the pipeline. And I'm sure that the day is near when we'll have a Bollywood film made in Israel, Bollywood Blue and White.
You mentioned that many of these filmmakers have countries who are begging them to come film. Why do you think they're choosing to make films in Israel?
I think one thing, what they tell me, is the diversity that they can have it, from the wonderful beaches and urbanic views of Tel Aviv, to the desert and the mountains, you know, and the Dead Sea, which they go crazy about. So they can have different locations in quite near proximity. So they don't have to travel much. And they can have a one-stop shop with everything they want. They talk to Israeli producer. They immediately understand what they want. The vibe and the connection. There's a good bond, almost naturally, between Israelis and Indians. You see that when Israelis are coming to India and when Indians are coming here. The other thing I think is the great appreciation that Indians have for Israel. So they want to be associated with that. They know that Israel is the startup nation. They know that we have the most advanced technology. And that, of course, goes also to the field of cinema when they want state-of-the-art equipment and they want the technicians to operate these facilities. They have it all here. So that also lowers the cost of shooting in Israel.
Are there any Bollywood projects between Israel and India that are currently in the works?
We are currently working on one or two films. And, you know, the beginning is always hard. Once we have the first two films shot, the rest will just follow.
The cinematic cooperation between Israel and India is more than just about practical benefits like economic incentives or film locations. It starts with the exchange of ideas between Israeli and Indian filmmakers. A growing number of Israelis are watching Bollywood films, and in recent years, Indian filmmakers and television executives are drawing inspiration from Israeli dramas.
I think Israel has some great stories, some great ideas, some great books, specifically in the genre of dramas and thrillers, and political thrillers. Which are extremely exciting genres from a filmmaking perspective. Fauda and Homeland have been incredibly successful, not just in India, but around the world. So I think, Israel has some great stories to tell.
Everybody knows Prisoners of War, and this is an Israeli format that was adjusted to Indian audience, on Indian version. And years before that, the Israeli Kochav Nolad, in India it's called Rising Star, another format that was taken from Israel. And many of the Indians are watching Israeli formats like Fauda, on Netflix. So there's great interest and appreciation also to our formats.
The bond between the Indian and Israeli people goes well beyond the big screen. Many Israelis and Indians feel a sort of instant camaraderie or sense of brotherhood with one another, and this manifests itself in cooperation between the two countries in a number of fields, including Bollywood.
I had the opportunity of interacting with and befriending personnel from the consulate of Israel in Mumbai several years back, starting with the Ministry of Tourism. And I think that's really when my association with Israel started. I almost developed an instant connection, an instant love for the country. It was inviting. It was almost spiritual, if I may say so, without sounding OTT. There was a deep connect I felt just by going through the photographs of the country, of Jerusalem, of the Dead Sea, of various beautiful sights and sounds across the country. And also by seeing their videos, there was just a huge spiritual connect at some level. Needless to mention, Jerusalem was a huge driving force. And I think, we bonded because I think they were extremely welcoming. My interaction with them has been incredibly wonderful. I think they're an extremely warm, passive, friendly, and rooted country. I've had a wonderful relationship with them. We became friends almost immediately.
Indians love history, and Indians are very proud of their nation and their heritage. And they see Israel as a sister country or sister people with the same very old civilization, which managed to regain its independence and revive its language. I saw it when in Goa we brought Indian filmmakers and Israelis together. There was immediate click. You know, they clicked, they talked, not only about cinema, but generally about, about life, about their profession, about their passions. And it was almost natural if they were like old friends now meeting again. Same happened when they came here to Israel. All those who came, they immediately were embraced by Israelis, and they feel this love. And I hear it not only from filmmakers, but from every Indian who's visited Israel. I heard it, in fact, just yesterday from an Indian diplomat. He said, wherever I go, I say I'm from India. People say, whoa, India. They even hug me, literally hug me when I say I'm from India. And taxi drivers are humming, you know, Indian movie films to the Indian passengers. So they're just amazed with the appreciation and the warmth that Israel has towards India. Indian-Israeli relations are strong as they are and very warm, but it's something we should not take for granted. It's something we should always maintain and develop. And Bollywood and culture at large is a great mean of creating a bridge between people, of maintaining, sustaining and nourishing the good relations, because through cinema we expose to each other culture, to each other daily life, because on the big screen you see also the little people and their daily lives. And this is fascinating for Indians to see Israel and for Israelis to see India on the screen. And again, the words of Bachchan, cinema can fortify the strong relation between India and Israel. We have just recently celebrated 25 years to full diplomatic relations, and it's a peak that we are now striving to maintain.
What is Israel's message to the Bollywood community?
Israel's message to the Bollywood community is, we want to have Bollywood films in Israel. Come make Indian films in Israel.
Israel and India developed immediate love for each other, and I think with Bollywood, you know, coming in with all its power and glamour and glory, the existing ties between the two countries are bound to be further solidified.
Thank you, Yaakov and Tanuj, for joining us today. You can follow both of them on Twitter. We'll include their handles in the description of this episode. The next episode of Persona Grata will air later this month. As we begin 2019, Israel and Singapore are gearing up to celebrate 60 years of diplomatic relations. So what do two countries with very different cultures, languages, and geography have in common? A lot more than you think. We'll discuss all this and more next time on Persona Grata.